Hi guys, my name is Shalandi. I was born in South Africa to parents who were married for 34 years. I was raised in the church. I was even a Sunday school teacher for girls between the ages of 12 to 14 years. I had the Bible knowledge, but I did not have an active relationship with God. We went to church on Sundays with all the perfect people, or so they seemed. They had it all figured out. I was not perfect, and I had my struggles daily. It was hard for me to relate to all the perfect people. My mom and dad were unhappily married. My dad used alcohol to escape while my mom was emotionally unavailable. My dad was a mean drunk. In 2001, I was offered a track and field scholarship at SMU, and I fled to America. Over the next few years, I moved even further away from God. An Achilles injury ended my athletic career, and I hated God because somehow I deserved to run. My grandfather, who was more of a father figure to me, passed away, and I despised God. I could not understand why, if he loved me so very much, he was taking everything that I cared about, everything that gave me strength. For I did not rely on the Lord, I relied on people and things. Then I met a guy. He had a good heart, cared for his family, had a good job, and was easy on the eyes. We dated for 3 years before we got married. We both, when asked, would say we are Christian and believe in God. We even went to church from time to time. However, God was not the center of either of our lives or our marriage. We had decided to start a family, but I never conceived. Even still, I thought, overall, we are doing good. 2 minutes before midnight on December 31st, 2011, my life changed forever. We were at a New Year's Eve party, and I walked up to my husband while he was playing on his phone. He was always playing Sudoku. I wanted to make sure he was okay. After all, it was the eve of a brand new year. We were surrounded by our best friends, and he was isolating himself, playing on his phone. As I walked up to him and saw the screen of his phone, I realized he was not playing games. He was reading an email from a woman he met on Craigslist. He looked at me and said, "Babe, I have to tell you something." Midnight came and we toasted. The 4 minutes felt like hours. And when he did not kiss me after the toast, and rather downed his champagne, I knew. We walked outside and he told me about her. They had met on Craigslist and had been seeing each other for several months. Over the next 3 days, my world was turned upside down, and I found out about several different women off the internet. My husband and I worked together, so each day we would get up in the morning, drive to go work out together, and drive back home at night. He admitted to leaving work during lunch to meet up with these women in hotel rooms. This had been going on for over 9 months. It is hard to explain the amount of shock I experienced when he confessed. How could I not have known? How could he do that to me? What did I do wrong? I then left for a visit in South Africa. He moved out. I was devastated. There was a pain inside my heart that shot through my stomach to every part of my body. I was broken. My 3-week visit in South Africa flew by, and I was faced with coming back home to pick up the pieces. I had no idea where to start. My whole life had changed. I was not sure if I would be able to keep the house. I had a hard time connecting with our couple friends. A lot of people did not know how to react or relate to me. People had a lot of questions that I did not have the answers to. During the day, I could not wait to leave work to go drink. Weekends were a blur. I would crash on a friend's couch, and I would not even go home. The only time I felt a little bit normal was after my second glass of wine. My drinking spiraled out of control. I did not deal with the pain and emotions, and this came out when I was drunk. Turns out, I could be a mean drunk as well. Every night ended with me crying hopelessly on one of my best friend's shoulders. I was broken. I felt abandoned, and I was looking for the attention of men to help me feel better. I started seeing a psychologist to help me deal with the loss. This helped for a little while. I felt alone and abandoned. I remember the first time my friend Sierra asked me to go with her to the porch on Tuesday night. The speaker got on stage and was talking openly of his porn addiction. I felt as if I was talking to my ex. With his story, he answered so many of my questions. The speaker talked about how lonely and abandoned he felt, and that when he gave his life to the Lord, his life changed. I actually emailed him the very next day to thank him for his openness and honesty, and to tell him my story. He gave me Lonnie and Jessica's names and recommended that I start a divorce care at Watermark. I started an open group with Lonnie and his lovely wife, Anita, the very next week. It was not always easy to come, and there were several weeks when I did not want to come, but those were the weeks where class helped the most. In divorce care, the subject of loneliness came up the first time, and the fact that Jesus is all you need and that he is enough. Loneliness was a reason for a lot of the mistakes I had made in my life. Proverbs 22, verse 11. As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. I had relied on humans to meet my every need, and I was disappointed time after time. I realized that only Jesus will never let you down and will always be there for you. Jesus is enough. It was then that I asked the Lord to forgive me for my trespasses, and I prayed the same prayer I did so many years ago. But this time, I was truly surrendering my life. This was not just an intellectual acknowledgement that Jesus could be who he said he was. I confessed that Jesus was Lord and believed in my heart that he was raised from the dead. Romans 10, verse 9. It was a hard transaction and he saved my life. I believed him when he said in John 14, verse 6, that he is the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. I started to change a few things in my life. I told the Lord that I hear him knocking and I'm opening the door to let him in. I made a point out of reading my Bible and praying every day. I started talking to God every time I felt alone or sad. I started attending church on Sundays and divorce care on Tuesdays. I started to change my habits. Every time I felt lonely, I jumped into the Word. I listened to worship songs and podcasts. I got caught up on all the porch sermons online. At night when I couldn't sleep, I prayed and listened to songs of worship. I decided to get plugged into church. I became a member a few months ago and joined a community group. I take the equipping classes and I serve. Through all these activities, I'm growing closer to the Lord, and God has also blessed me with the wonderful, wise resources in my life, such as my community group, leaders and friends at Divorce Care, and other members and friends that attend Watermark. It's been a long road to recovery, and please don't think it's always been easy or a straight path. With every two steps forward, sometimes I have taken a step back. But the key lies in not seeing that one step back as an unforgivable failure, but rather a cha-cha. As I process my marriage and divorce, though the affairs are what ultimately led to the splitting of the marriage, I had my part to play as well. Though I grieve my sins in that, I'm grateful for the opportunity to own those with my ex and accept God's forgiveness for those. As we strive to be more like Christ, there we will stumble. But he says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I still get those feelings of loneliness, and I still do get tempted, but I know I am not alone. I know that God is with me. I also know he is just a prayer away. I leave you with the following. Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Thank you.